It's been a month since a fast-moving fire killed at least one person and destroyed more than 1,000 homes near Boulder, Colorado. The Marshall Fire is considered the most destructive wildfire in Colorado history. The cause still isn't known. When people evacuated, many of them were forced to leave their pets behind. A lot of those pets are still missing, except Jedi. Jedi has been reunited with his family thanks to some helpful neighbors. Colorado Public Radio's Sam Brash has the story.
The Weingartens are just getting their kids off to school when I arrive at their home in Superior, just southeast of Boulder. Unlike neighborhoods just a few blocks away, theirs was mostly untouched by the fire. Jedi is first out the door to greet me.
Hey, hi, Jedi.
Don't lick the microphone. He's a sweetheart.
That's David Weingarten. He lives here with his wife, Michelle, and their two kids. Jedi is the latest addition to the family, a bouncy, bobtailed mutt they rescued just before the pandemic.
He goes to work with me every day. He's like my best friend and buddy.
A buddy David almost lost to the Marshall Fire in late December of last year. Finding him took a whole community effort coordinated over the internet. It kicked off as the family was flying back from a Florida vacation. The Marshall Fire had started its sprint into the town of Superior. In Jedi, he was at a nearby kennel awaiting the family's return. Using the in-flight Wi-Fi, Michelle Weingarten realized the kennel could be in trouble.
I was worried about how everybody was going to handle the loss of the sweet dog, but also the sweet dog himself. So, yeah, it was... I had so many horrible images going through my head. It was terrible.
Michelle posted a call for help on social media. It included pictures of Jedi nodding through a stick and asked for people to keep an eye out. Messages started pouring in.
Rumors and, you know, lots of stuff flying around.
One person with clearer answers was Ellie Creasy. She's a senior at the University of Colorado Boulder who works at Jedi's kennel. During the fire, she turned her dorm room into a kind of command center, coordinating information for worried families.
So I really could reach every owner and start to get the word out on missing dogs and evacuation efforts.
She found the business's owner had evacuated with a dozen dogs. The rest she left in an outdoor gravel pit, turning on spigots to flood the area and protect the animals. Over the afternoon and evening, employees returned to grab some of them. People drawn by social media posts retrieved others, except Jedi. Creasy says a group of kids tried, but he was too skittish.
And then I immediately called Dave. And at that point, Dave had just landed at Denver International Airport.
We drove off. We all instinctively knew that we were going to find Jedi.
The family drove past burning homes on roads full of emergency vehicles. When they reached the kennel, they were relieved to see it still standing.
And the fire alarm's going. It's kind of smoky in there. It's totally dark. The two of us, plus the kids, all have their cell phones with their flashlights. We're going through the place to no avail.
Back outside, they flagged down someone evacuating horses. He said he'd seen a dog like Jedi at a nearby Costco. They drove toward the parking lot.
Stopped the car, called him for a little bit, and I looked down and he was right at the door, which was pretty amazing.
He jumped in the car and he started licking all of us and we were all crying and hugging him and eyes were all closed shut with soot and he smelled like smoke and seriously, it was like Lassie come home. It was unbelievable. I was so happy.
Jedi gulped down two coffee mugs full of water and then collapsed asleep. Only then did the family turn their attention to the fate of their house. But to David Weingarten, it felt less important.
I said to the family, I don't care about the house. We have everything that we need and it's all right here.
Their home survived, but the good fortune has left the weight of survivor's guilt. Weingarten says that's one reason he was so hesitant to tell this story. He has friends and neighbors who lost their house, their pets, everything.
It's just a hard thing to put out a happy ending when there's so much disaster around, and it doesn't feel like a celebratory thing.
It's a cosmic debt the Weingartens are trying to pay back with donations and volunteering with local aid groups and shelters. And now Jedi's become a symbol of what they have and what so many others have lost.
Hey, hey.
We're here and now. I'm Sam Brash.